go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host. Got another great episode for you this week. So this week has basically come to me because of some of my experiences in the last week or 10 days as I'm starting to do some shopping, buying some things for Christmas gifts, and also just doing some normal interactions with vendors that I use. So this week we're going to talk about the 5 tips that will help you with customer communication. Some of these may seem like no-brainers, other ones a little more advanced, but they're all very important. And it seems like, from my recent interactions with some of my vendors and some places that I really wanted to do business with, they're kind of lost. As simple as they may sound, people are just not doing these or not doing them well. So let's dive right into it. So first of all is be responsive. If a customer reaches out to you, whether they call you and leave you a voicemail, whether they shoot you an email, whether they send you a message on Facebook Messenger, Instagram DM, whatever that medium is, if you're accepting communications in that way, be responsive. There's absolutely nothing worse than someone has a mailbox that's full or a mailbox that you leave messages in and they don't answer, or they have what looks like a customer service email set up, then they don't answer it. And then eventually when you ask them about it, oh, no, we don't use that one. Well, you know what? If you are accepting communications in a way, be responsive. Let that customer know that you are there and know that you respond. If you can't respond right away, that's fine. Set up an autoresponder. That leads right into kind of our next one of number 2 is set some clear expectations. So make sure that whether it's you're leaving a voicemail message on there when you're having your greeting, you're saying, hey, we're really busy right now. You can expect a call back during normal business hours the next day if it's after this time. Hey, these are our hours. You know, if you can set up a phone tree to help people out as part of your phone system, that's a great thing. You know, you could have, you know, hey, you know, press 1 for directions, you know, press 2 for this, press 3 for this. While people don't like phone trees a lot of times, a human is a lot better to talk to. Boy, that's much better than just not getting response or having one big bulk voicemail box where nobody really knows what to expect or nobody really actually gets back to it. But so be responsive, set clear expectations are the first 2 things that I would encourage you to do when communicating with your customers. Number 3, and this is one of the big ones. This is a huge one that a lot of people don't do. And by doing it with some of our businesses, I've really found that it helps differentiate us a lot, is meet your customers where they are. So what I mean by that is, depending upon who the customer is and their age and really their technology savvy, or really just what they do and how they live their life, there may be different ways they want to talk to you. There may be folks that are old school that want to pick up the phone and call. There may be folks that want to send you a text message. There may be folks that want to talk to you via Facebook Messenger. That's a big one. There may be folks that want to email. Any of those things are all okay. Or even you know, chat through your website that's tied into Messenger. Whatever the medium is, people will always typically have a method of communication that they fall back on. It can be different for everybody. But the key is for you as the business owner is trying to take money from them and make them a happy customer, is you go the extra mile and don't make them come to where you are. You go to where they are. That is one thing we changed a couple of years ago and really started embracing it in more and more different ways to communicate with customers. And it's been one of the most positive changes we've made in our business. And it's been such a differentiator. You would be surprised the amount of people that have Facebook or Instagram, you know, as business accounts, and post to them regularly. However, don't answer a single DM, don't answer a single message on Messenger, any of those sorts of things. Another one's Google. So, you know, Google has a thing where you can set up where someone Googles your business, you can set it up so that they can send you a message. Well, it's real easy to set up on there. You set it so it'll text you on the back end. Text you to your cell phone, and you can reply to them via text or through the Google Maps app now. But you can talk right to the customer that way, and they're not getting your cell phone or anything, but it gives you the ability to chat with them. Now, if you're going to use it, turn the feature on. But if you're not going to use it, don't even turn that feature on, because by making people think they're going to get a response, it does nothing but get them all upset and wondering if you're actually a legitimate business. Being able to get a response and be able to get your customers to connect with you and to answer their questions in a timely fashion is the key to starting a relationship. When you have these people reaching out, and you can do all the marketing in the world and you can have all the leads coming in the world, but if you don't nurture those leads correctly, and if you don't make those feel comfortable, you know, who do we do business with? We do business with people we know, we like, and we trust. And they're not going to get to know you if you don't answer. They're certainly not going to trust you. And in the end, it's going to be far, far from liking you in the end. So take the time to meet your customers where they are. I know it can seem daunting. It can certainly seem like, hey, there's so many technologies and so many ways to talk to customers. Well, embrace as many as you can. There are some great tools out there, some software tools. I won't get into specifics on this episode, but there are some great tools out there where it will actually take all your communication and pull it into one. Pretty much everything but the telephone. So you can actually send and receive text messages to your customers. You can take and tie in your DM accounts. You can tie in email, and you can have it in one spot where people can all keep an eye on it. So if it's like a customer service box type of a thing, people can share the responsibility of responding, and then you can actually see if someone has responded to particular messages. And also, there's ways you can track it through CRM-like functions, so you can make sure that issues are taken care of and those sorts of things. So that takes us right into our next one, actually, is leverage technology. There's so many different things out there that allow you to do this job easier, to communicate with customers easier. And there's even ways through some particular software, you can automate certain things. So you can actually start a conversation when they message in and with a bot, and the bot's getting smarter and smarter through AI, and they can know, hey, if it's asking me about hours, I can send a message with my hours in there. Maybe that'll be what they want, maybe that'll be what they won't, but if there's a good chance that they want, it's worth it. Other things like being able to find out, hey, what's your phone number? Hey, what's going on with this? Or, you know, are you open this holiday? You know, if you're open or closed, finding out. So a lot of times, though, these days, actually, people will leverage Messenger and stuff to even ask a lot more specific questions about product availability and those sorts of things. Now, we operate a Facebook page that serves, our businesses each have one, but we have one that kind of serves the blanket of the retail stores. So we'll get messages that are store specific and stuff. And we'll just, at that point, just direct people, hey, here's our website. It shows the inventory for all of our stores. However, if you wanted to talk to a human being and get a live answer, here's the number for the numbers for the different stores where you can certainly call one of them direct and physically have someone look and see if we have something on the shelf in stock right there for you. But by laying out those expectations and being clear to people what they can expect, that yes, we will absolutely respond to your messages via Messenger. However, we don't have the ability, or we're not doing it because we're helping customers. We're not going to go through Messenger and chat back and forth about 10 million different things. If you want to find out about stock or want to talk to a live human, call us. So while we're meeting people where they are, we're actually also setting clear expectations of, hey, this is what we use this for. This is what we use this for. And then we also try to lay out some response times too. So we let people know, say, hey, if you're emailing and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, you're not going to get an answer at 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, we say you're not. There's certainly been times when I've been just not able to sleep or on the computer doing other stuff, and I'll see some customer service stuff pop up, and if it's something in my wheelhouse, I'll just take care of it right there, mainly because I like talking to people, and I like helping, and it's always nice to be able to connect with your customers. So from an ownership standpoint, if you're not working on the front lines every day, to be able to connect with some customers and actually find out from them firsthand, right from their mouth, what their experience has been with your employees. So always a good thing. The last thing with customer communication, I would say, is go above and beyond, and, you know, the little things really matter. So that kind of goes into what I just said about, you know, as an owner talking to customers once in a while. But really what it comes down to is if you are taking and able to meet people where they are and help them out and become a great resource for them and help them through the buying process, it will become more of a buying process and not a selling process, meaning that they will be leading the charge. They will want to do business with you. So by doing the little extra things or responding a little faster than they're expecting, you know, by getting back to them a little sooner than you say you were, you know, set your expectations when you do that a little bit lower than what you can actually do and try to exceed them. You know, when I tell people when I'm going to get back to them, it's a worst case scenario. Setting some expectations so that it'll be very, very, very hard for me to fail. Then by crushing those expectations for people and doing the little extra, it just makes all that much difference. So as you can see, by taking the time and really embracing communicating with your customers, it's just going to naturally help everything else. They're going to be happier. You're going to get more referrals. They are going to purchase more. You know, these days, you know, customer service, especially with staffing like it is so hit and miss in all different industries. I mean, some of the interesting things we have happen are unbelievable. Like, for example, you know, we use this as an example. I just got back from Hawaii and spent about 10 days there. And as part of it, 7 days, I went on a Hawaiian cruise. So Norwegian Cruise Lines is one we've used a lot. We kind of know what to expect. We spend a little extra money and get one of their premium cabins, and we have a certain expectations of the service we'll receive and the things that we'll get that go above and beyond. Now, Norwegian has set those expectations with us with our past dealings with them over the years, and over the years, they've been extremely consistent. Well, this last cruise was not exactly stellar. There were some things that was usually on board, the service is impeccable. The service is as good or better than any restaurant on land that I've been to at any price point. And this time, I almost thought there was going to be some cameras popping out that I was getting punked. Literally, a couple of the service times and a couple of the restaurants on board couldn't even get a refill of a glass of water. And like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, waiter, waitress, just non-existent. Like, how could you possibly be hiding in this place? But they were. And it was interesting that I had those expectations. They didn't even meet them, let go above and beyond. And now it's in a situation where I certainly sent in some, we'll say, some constructive criticism to Norwegian, because that wasn't just the only thing. It was thing and thing and thing and thing and thing again. And, you know, these days we all work hard for our money, and we spend it on a vacation. And if we have a certain things that are advertised that you're going to get in a certain way that you're normally treated, when things don't come up to that situation, you get a little disappointed, you know. But where I was going with that actually, though, is the staffing levels. I know a lot of it, I think, had to do with them with not having enough staff, but they needed to really communicate what we could expect. When we went on that cruise, we expected them to be delivering the kind of service that they normally deliver. When they didn't, then of course we were disappointed, and now it's really strained the relationship where we've, you know, cruise with them 7-8 times now, and each time, and these days it's getting more and more expensive, and we've sent so many people their way just because of the great service they've provided in the past. But so here's the thing, is just take the little times and go above and beyond for your customers. Take the time to set some clear expectations, to be responsive, to meet your customers where they are when you communicate, and to certainly leverage technology, and let's see if we can work a little smarter rather than a little harder. So hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know I've enjoyed talking with you again. I'm Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur. Until next week.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.